Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, and Performance Enhancement Expert, Sean Douglas. Now, this show is heard in over 44 countries, such as the U.S., Canada, France, Australia, and Panama. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we're using these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us every Wednesday on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have special episodes, like special pop-up episodes for book launches, product launches, and other things. And today, we're going to do exactly that. So you can join our Facebook community called Life Transformation Radio Community, and you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and the Google Play Music app. So find us there, join, and never miss an episode. Now, this is a live show, so you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And please help me welcome to the show my buddy Jared Warner. What is up, brother?
Hey, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me on.
Dude, I'm super pumped, man. If we ever got this thing working, it'd be all right.
Looks like we got it clicking now.
Yeah, man. Looks like it's working. So, man, I'm super pumped. We've known each other for a while. And I got to say, man, some of my very good friends are people that I've never met in person and that I've only met like through social media, like on Facebook and stuff. But all that changed whenever we actually met each other in person at the New Media Summit. So,
right.
Yeah, I thought it was
awesome. It was actually funny at that event, sitting in that room, looking around, like I'm connected to like a whole bunch of people in here that I had never met in person. So it was like, yep. I know you in the fake world. I know you in the fake world. I know you in the real world. So all good.
Yep. Yeah, dude. Like I walked in, I was like, oh, I know them. And right, I was like, oh, there's Jared. Like, look at that. You know, like, yeah, man. It's funny when you walk into a room and you're like, dude, like half the room is on my Facebook. Like, this is awesome. So
totally.
Yeah, man. So yeah, man, let's dive in, dude. We're going to talk about getting found. And the title of this episode is Get Found with Jared Warner. Jared is a marketing guru and professional speaker. He started his first online business out of his parents' garage in 1998 with his twin brother, Jeff. Since that day, Jared has started many entrepreneurial ventures, but hasn't always tasted success. He's gone 100% broke three times chasing his dreams, but he wouldn't change a thing. Today, he runs the business of his dreams that gives him the freedom to live life on his terms, which is getting paid to talk marketing as a marketing coach. And you can locate him online, facebook.com/JaredPPC. You can also go to LinkedIn and search the numbers 1, 2, 3, get found. And you can also check out his website, www.the numbers 1, 2, 3. And getfound123getfound.com. So talk about that. That's an interesting name, 123 Get Found. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I used to have the business called 123 Conversion, but it turned out only marketers knew what a conversion was. Everybody else knew what getting found was. So I changed the name to 123 Get Found, which I had owned the domain for a little bit before doing that. But most people feel that if they only could get found, and you know, in other words, if people knew that they existed, they would then make more money. So this is kind of a matter of giving them what they – selling them what they want and then giving them what they need, because the reality is just getting found doesn't work anymore. That's like 2009's playbook. It used to be that if you found, you got clients. Now, if you get found, you may get clients, but it's not a guarantee. It doesn't work that way anymore. It's very noisy. It's very crowded. So you do need more strategy than that. But people do recognize they need to get found. So this is kind of a matter of starting the conversation about around what they believe that they need.
Nice. Yeah, that's definitely an old school strategy, man. You know, used to be, dude, I mean, we could probably sit here and name all the platforms that came before what we know now. And as soon as they connected with you, it was like, oh, I'm on his MySpace, or, oh, I got him on AIM, you know, like,
yeah.
And you just kind of knew, because I think they were searching, right? I mean, that's who they were searching for, and they found him, and I'm good to go now. But now it's not like that. Now people want to kind of test you. They want to follow you. They want to kind of see how things are before they really do business with you, right?
Yeah, it's all about building relationships and building trust and going very far away from that old cold calling, you know, mentality.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't work anymore. It's kind of more about clearly defining who you are, who you help, how you help them, and then help them by actually helping them and then bring them into your whole world. And it works a lot better that way.
You said, help them by helping them. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, like people go, oh, I help these kind of people, but then they only do that in a paid capacity. Then it's like, well, do you really help them?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a fine line to walk there. But if you actually show people that you can help them in your free stuff, then they're more likely to join you on your paid programs.
Well, you know, I think that's interesting, though. I mean, let's talk about that, what you said right there. So what we're always told is that you help your friends move a couch for beer and pizza, but you don't help, you know, a multi-million dollar company, you know, break into, you know, multiple seven and eight figures. You don't help a speaker get booked and then, you know, pay to speak and don't expect anything in return. You don't help. Like if I was like, hey, Jared, come be my marketer for my company, you know, and you're like, yeah, I'll totally help you. And like, I think, I don't know how, but I think helping kind of came from, well, I'll help you change a tire, you know, but I'm going to get paid for everything else. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it was like a marketing person that decided that, or if it was, because a lot of times we're told in your bio that what you offer or that this person hires me. But then other people are like, well, I mean, helping can kind of say, I help people do this, you know. So
yeah,
talk about that.
Like, I look at it like you can jump on my podcast and get help that way, and I'm not going to charge you for it. So I would like to impact as many people as possible. I don't really care if they become a paying client or not. I just know I know my numbers, and I know how many calls I need in order to hit the revenue goals that I need. And so I don't really worry about it. I don't, like, go into any phone call like, I need to sell this person. My mentality is I just need to help them. And if I help enough people on these calls, make sure that they get value every time they book a call with me, enough people turn into clients. And the ones that don't, they end up, you know, liking, commenting, sharing, becoming clients later. I have crazy testimonials from people that haven't been clients, but – I helped them a little bit on a call, and I mean, little do they know, had they been a client, they would have been helped way more. You know, I've got some glowing testimonials from people that, in my mind, I didn't even help them. I did like a pre-call for a podcast and then get this glowing testimonial. And I'm like, I didn't even give you value. In my mind, I was holding the value back for the podcast. Just wait. And that's only a podcast, which is not even being a client for months. So,
awesome.
You can help a lot of people and radically change their perspective about stuff for things that you think are just super easy and they just flow. Like, you know, this stuff just comes out of my pores. I've been, as you mentioned at the top of the show, my first online business was in 98. I mean, we're going on 20 years. I've been studying business and marketing. There's not a lot of people around that can say that right now.
Man, 98. I was my freshman year in high school started in 97, and then, you know, so 98 going into my sophomore year, you know, I was playing, you know, World of Warcraft and Quake and Doom, and like that's what I was doing a lot. I wasn't
Doom.
Building businesses.
Doom, how about that? I remember that one. Duke, I was playing Doom as well.
Yep. Duke Nukem 3D.
Yep.
You know, Wolfenstein and all those games, you know, like that's what I was doing. I wasn't,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't building businesses, you know, but I do remember, you know, like AOL was coming out, you know, and all that, you know, SimCity was huge, you know, so
yep.
I think it was a completely open terrain, you know what I mean? It was like the Wild West, you know, when all that was going on.
It really was, you know, and the funny thing is I was 18 years old then, which I'm dating myself now. I just turned 38 Tuesday.
Awesome.
And, yeah, and I remember my brother and I looking at the approach that the majority of companies were taking online, and they, like, missed the boat on the entire purpose of building an online business. And it took a whole crash and a rebuild and, you know, decades later for a majority of these companies to get it. Not the old ones. They never got it. They're gone. Some of these other people, you know, who knows what happened to them. They went on for jobs or I don't know what happened to them, but they missed the whole point. And I remember driving down the freeway in like Los Angeles and looking off to the side and seeing like pets.com and all these other companies. And they were using the exact same types of things, like buying this real estate, getting, you know, the equivalent of a billboard of your building, taking out all these crazy ads on TV, taking billboards, print, everywhere. They were just spending money. And they missed the whole point. And having warehouses, massive warehouses, where they pre-purchased inventory ahead of, you know, what they perceived to be huge, massive success that was going to come off the backs of this. And it was like, they forgot about the online part, or they just didn't even know how that worked. Like, you didn't have to do that. You could leave this and drop ship from the manufacturer. You don't have to spend that until you have orders coming. Now people do that, and drop shipping businesses are huge. But my brother and I knew that 20 years ago. We were going, they missed the boat. So there's no way that you can both sell at a crazy low margin and have crazy overhead. The crazy overhead model was for the old businesses. This was a new generation that we're moving into, and they missed it, and they were not profitable, and they went out of business, all of them.
Wow. That's insane.
And we knew it. I was 18 years old. I knew it then.
Well, yeah, definitely. So I got to ask you, like, what is your why? Why marketing? Why do you do what you do?
You know, I'm kind of compulsive when it comes to studying and learning and trying to better myself every single day. And there's certain subjects that I will just dive into. If I don't totally know it, I want to know it, and it bothers me until I know it, till I'm satisfied. And so there's been a ton of those. I mean, I've studied currency trading. I've studied the stock market. I've studied real estate. I've studied all kinds of things. And marketing was one that I could never scratch that itch. I could keep studying it. Currency trading and all that stuff and, you know, certain things I've come across, I could read like an article or two and go, I understand it enough that I'm comfortable. Not an expert. It's not going to be my job, but I don't need to dive any further. Marketing has not been that thing. Marketing is something that, and business in general, that I can study it every single day and I don't get tired of it. I literally study marketing and business 365 days a year, and I don't have any less passion. I probably love marketing and business more every single day.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I'm on a mission now to make marketing easy to understand.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of people out there that are intentionally making it complex. And in doing so, they force you to believe that they're the ones who have the answer for you. They have the program for you. They've got the marketing plan for you. And if you just follow this step, which of course comes at a price, you've got to enter their program. You've got to do all this stuff. where you got to pay them every single month a retainer plus ad spend, all this stuff, then and only then will you be successful. Well, there's a whole bunch of these people with the same message. So from a business owner or entrepreneur perspective, they look at it and go, well, that must be true. Somebody is my guru. Somebody has the plan, the program, the approach for me. And if only I find the right one, I link with them and I pay them either a monthly retainer or I take their course or I join their coaching program, then
right.
I'll have the answers too. But they make it intentionally complex and it forces you to do it. You're going to make the decision and go with somebody, or you're going to go the other way, which is the hard slog and try to figure it out yourself when you're not a marketer. It's not your main career. And so I'm actually in the process of writing a book. Today's day one. I'm going to turn this whole thing on its head and give people the components to do it themselves and not have to hire a marketing agency. And understand
that's awesome.
Nobody has the system for you. You create the system specific. We're in a different time right now. We're entering a different time. I've seen all this stuff happen over the last 20 years, and we're entering a different time right now where it's the same rules don't apply that you used to build a business with online.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing. Everything's got to be custom. You can't copy and paste other people's systems. It doesn't work like that anymore.
Wow. Why do you think that is?
Because people are tired of it. I think there's thousands of your competitors. You know, from a consumer perspective, they hear the same things, right? So, like, if you're a consumer or a potential client of, you know, life coaches or business coaches or whatever, and let's say eventually you're going to hire one, they're all saying the same thing. They're using the same tips, tactics, strategies, software, all the same stuff from all these same gurus who are passing it all down to them. So it's all a copy and paste system, and the authenticity of who that person really is, their story, how they help them, to a large extent, it's kind of gone. And it forces people, by the way, to not play to their strengths. It forces them to play to the beliefs of somebody else who says, this worked for me, therefore it's going to work for you. You just have to do step one, step two, step three. This is your system because it worked for me. You know, one of those examples is, you know, Facebook ads leading to a webinar, and, you know, everybody, like, just Google the perfect webinar script and you'll see everybody's take on it. And here it is. It's the perfect webinar script. And, but you know what? That's not the business model for everybody. Let's say your potential client is somebody who is a nurse right now, and you're going to get them to, you know, join your program and leave nursing, which a majority of nurses, by the way, are not happy with their profession. They would like to go do something else. They have the money. They could get the time off because they are corporate jobs where they have vacation time. So this is actually somebody I'm working with. This is one of her targets. And that person is stressed to the max. They're not going to register and attend all the way your 45-minute to 90-minute webinar. I've heard two-hour webinars. That's crazy. So do you think
insane.
You could just copy and paste the system for that type of person? Let's say it's, you know, C-suite executives who's super busy. You think they're going to pop on your 45-minute webinar? Nope. Definitely not.
Wow.
Where you give them a little bit of value, and then you start to build your close towards the middle to the end where you're having all your drop-offs. I mean, times are changing, man. You got to know who you're talking to. You got to know how you help them, and you've got to know who they really are. Do they really have time for that 45-minute webinar? Are these the people who really have the money to buy your programs and services? Are they really going to stay and listen to your pitch to the end? You've got to rethink how we're doing things. And people just, they're just copy and pasting. It's like, okay, I'm going to run Facebook ads to ClickFunnels into my webinar. I'm going to, like, stop. Let's not do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's
the
answers
webinars
are coming
in
the book soon. Yeah. They're always the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The webinar is always the same. Like, once you join the webinar, it's here's where I was, here's my story. And it's like 30 minutes of, like, this story about how you do this and this and this and this and this. And then you get into some meat for about 10 minutes. And then if you want to learn more, in the beginning you have to tell them that to stay at the end to get their free gift. And that free gift's going to get you on an email list. So then you're 10 minutes, you know, you're 40 minutes in by now. And then for the last 5-10 minutes, it's, if you want to know more, come work with me for X amount of dollars. Come get my program. Come this and this and this and this. Like, I've been on so many webinars, and I can't tell you how many times I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, I didn't learn anything. I got like an appetizer, you know, like I want to know more because that's who I am. I want to know more. And I'm like, yes, this is what I need. And let me join it. You know what I mean? I'm not joined one thing off of a webinar. I've been on probably over 10 webinars, and I don't just because they're all the freaking same crap. I want to know how it applies to me. And it's so much of blanket statements that, oh, if you do this, if you do this, if you do this, well, maybe that's not the direction I want to take. And nothing is cookie cutter and industry standard anymore. I don't believe.
Right. I don't either. But we've got a lot of years full of that. And here's why, because people, like, when my book comes out, all these people are going to be like, you know, they're going to hate on me. Bring it on. But the issue is they're going to go, okay, well, look at my stats. Okay, great. Yeah. You can look at those stats when you built, you know, an email list of, say, over 10,000 people, 100,000 people. When you built all these communities, the same rules don't apply to you as apply to somebody starting out. And that's what we're missing. They put all these case studies out, and it's like, look at these numbers. Look at this cost per lead. Look at my lifetime value of my customer. Look at all this stuff. I enrolled them in the program. So I did that. Great. That's you. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. However, that does not apply to every single person who's listening to you. And so I'm kind of going different. My program is one-on-one. In a world where we're trying to scale and make one size fits all and pack everybody into these groups, I'm going the opposite. I handle all my messages, which can get busy. I run campaigns to Messenger and just have dialogue with people and just chat with them. It's like I'm doing everything totally different. I've never really been one to play by the rules anyway. I kind of make my own. So
create your own category, man. Create your own category of marketing.
Yeah. And it's
that's awesome.
I guess I already did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I just read something the other day that says, you know, over, crap, what was it? Like 60 or 70% of people respond more to video than anything else. You know, and email open rates are looking at like 18 to 20%. You know?
Yeah. And some are even less than that.
Yeah, and I'm happy that I'd say probably half. I'd say half. Probably half my – because I use two different services. So half my emails have 82% open rates because I use a video email service called BombBomb.com, B-O-M-B-B-O-M-B. And BombBomb.com is literally a video email service, and I've got 82% open rates on that. You know, when I use MailerLite or my hosted email, you know, whatever, I'm looking at like maybe 20, 18, 16 sometime. Like, geez, the click-through, like, my golly, man. Like, nobody's opening.
Bad.
You know what I mean? So I try to put video inside of a regular email, too, just to kind of do like a split test. Like, I'm going to send this out, but then I'm going to send out a video in a different email and see what happens. And I'm telling you, video is where it's at. Live video. Video emails, that's where we're going.
People want to connect with you. They know who you are. They want to know how you can help them and why they should care.
Yep.
You know, it's not, you know, this is my product and, you know, jump on a board. I mean, those days are gone, man.
Yeah. Well, so tell me what your why is. Why do you do what you do? Why did you choose marketing? What about it? Why be an entrepreneur? What's your big why?
Yeah, I mean, marketing is an itch that I can't scratch. It's my pure passion. If you said the only way that I'm allowed to talk about marketing is I would have to pay in order to talk about marketing, otherwise I can't do it anymore, I would pay to talk about marketing. Forget about getting paid. I would actually pay to do it. You couldn't put any dollar amount, and I'm talking like billions, trillions, whatever, in order for me to stop doing what I'm doing. You could put that money in there, and I'm going to keep doing the exact same thing. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and do what I did today. You know, it's just this is what I'm born to do, And my why is when I get the response back from people that I helped, that's my why. I love making an impact on people for something that comes so easy to me. Like this is, you can wake me up out of bed at 2 a.m. Sometimes I wake up on my own at 2 a.m. and start working. And I can answer whatever questions you want. I feel like this is what I'm born to do.
There you go, man. I love it. When you figure out your passion, purpose, your pathway, man, things are so much easier. So I'm curious, though, what was a transformational moment that you experienced that changed your life, that set you on the path to what you're doing right now?
Man, I've had so many. I mean, as you mentioned at the top of the show, I went broke 3 times trying to chase my dream. And, you know, my dream is to be able to wake up and do whatever I want to do. You know, I don't want to go to an office. I don't want to work for anybody. I want to be self-employed. Mm-hmm. And I want to, you know, live life on my own terms. I do that now. But going broke, chasing it, just made me study so freaking hard and made me just never want to feel that again. And I still study with that same level of intensity. I mean, I remember launching several companies, but I launched one, and I was just losing thousands every month, thousands going out the door. And it was because my marketing sucked. I just didn't know what I was doing. I was making so many mistakes, but I believed so much in the product that it was like, how doesn't anybody see this? And it was just my messaging, my delivery, the way that I had everything. I just got it wrong. And I was determined to not do that. I was never going to quit and give up and go away. That wasn't going to happen. I was going to just keep banging my head into a wall till I figure it out. And I figure it out. So, you know, that's how I created a system that I can help people go through that process without having to, you know, lose thousands every single month to figure it out.
There you go, man. I love it. So if you had to give one piece of advice, right? Like if you had to say, okay, like there's so much noise, there's so much, like everybody's, there's network marketing, multi-level marketing, you know, relationship marketing, email marketing, like there's so much like marketing. If you had to give somebody one piece of advice, like if you told them like, this is what marketing means, and then do this, what do you think it would be?
So I would say don't do MLMs, but that's just a personal thing. I think you have to work at least as hard, probably even harder, as you would starting your own business, like legit your own business. But you have a profit sharer. You know, you have a business partner who's taking majority of the profit from you, and you're working your butt off to try to make ends meet. That sucks. Yep. So I don't like that model. There are very few people. I think there's like 1 or 2% of people make money. Average person makes like less than $2,000 a year in an MLM. So I would strongly encourage people not to do that. But regarding marketing, I think you have to ask yourself what, how, and where. So first, what is your story, who you help, how you help them? Spend some time on that. Just get really clear on that part of it. And then how. So what is the best way that you can deliver this type of content, deliver your message in a way that feels like it's not work for you? And so for some people, that's written content. You can just rock it on, you know, long posts on Facebook. You can write blogs. You can be a contributing editor on or contributing writer on, you know, publications all around the world. If that's your jam, do it. You can write books. The next one is video. You know, you might be able to just turn on Facebook Live and just rock it. Do it. You know, and if you can do both, do both. The next one is audio. If you can just grab the mic and rock a podcast, but you're scared to death to be on camera, then do audio. But you got to pick something that comes effortless to you, and then you got to find where those people you help, and that's the next step is the where. So are your people on Facebook? I'm going to answer that yes, your people are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. There's 2 billion monthly active users. Your clients are one of them. LinkedIn, AdWords? Are they searching for your product or service? So you've got to find where you're going to put this message. And if you do that, you're going to be leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else. There's more to it than that. But if you started with that part, it's a really good starting point.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. When I started, you know, actually using LinkedIn the way it was designed, man, dude, LinkedIn is powerful, man. And I started really diving in like late last year, and I get booked all the time to speak on LinkedIn. I meet so many amazing people. Nobody's taking duck lip selfies on LinkedIn. Nobody's being, you know, ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Right.
On LinkedIn. So, I mean, that's the perfect place to find the people that you're looking for. But, you know, a bunch of professionals. You still have the occasional people that'll message you and go, "Hey, saw your profile, and this is what I do, and just, you know, I build this, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this." And I'm like, "Yep, but go away, bye. Like, I don't need you. Go away, bye." You know?
Yep.
So that's definitely not the way to attract people. You don't just message them and go, "Hey, I have what you're looking for," and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's still relationships over everything else. It's always been that
definitely.
Way.
Definitely.
You know? So talk about your influences, man. I'm curious who you look up to and who do you learn from and books that you read. Like, how does one become, you know, deep into marketing like you?
Yeah, I kind of read a little bit of everything. I kind of don't really follow very many, you know, quote unquote gurus.
Right.
Because honestly, like, they're not going to give you their best stuff probably ever. But I will recommend a book for you, Influence and Persuasion by Robert Cialdini.
Okay.
Awesome book.
Okay.
I would strongly recommend if you want to market your business that you understand deeply both of those. And then learn from people who are, and there's lots of them, learn from people that are business people that spend their own money and they happen to share that stuff. They're all over Facebook groups. And they'll share their case studies. They'll share all their stuff. They don't have anything for sale. They're not selling you into their stuff. They're just giving you this information because they're just sharing it with people. Their product is something else. They do something else. Those are the people who I've learned a lot from. And you come across them in Facebook groups. They're hard to notice unless you're in a lot of different groups. But they don't sell you anything. That's kind of your first clue. They don't have anything for sale. They could just have, you know, some kind of business and it's totally unrelated. They're just, you know, shipping stuff on Amazon and they're doing things on Facebook and they're sharing their case studies. You can learn so much from those people. There's people that are literally spending millions of dollars in marketing on spend a month that don't have anything for sale that they're going to sell you unless you're coming into their main business. Lots of them.
Right. That's awesome. That's pretty cool. So talk about, you know, you talked about the book, but talk about, you know, where you're headed now and things that you got going on, new adventures, businesses, family.
Yeah, I'm starting speaking. I hit my first public speaking thing last month. I've got my speaker trailer I think I should have tomorrow, which I'm going to really leverage. I have a one sheet, but I've actually, you give amazing advice, by the way, on getting booked for speaking. You could like be a speaking, you know, getting book coach, no doubt.
Yeah.
Your information is better than people who do this for a living, by the way. So, following your advice, I've got a speaker trailer coming, and I'm going to lean heavily on that. People want to hire you to speak.
Yep.
They want to see you do what? Speak.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm going to lean pretty heavily on that. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, man. Nothing different other than writing the book and adding speaking. I feel like I'm totally on the path that I'm supposed to be on, so I can't get distracted by shiny objects. It's actually not possible. I'm so on my path right now. I know exactly where I'm headed. Nobody can shake me from that.
Bro. So every time I hear shiny object syndrome, I'm just like, ugh. Like I fall into that trap sometimes. And it's funny because I tell people, I'm like, excuse me and pardon my ADOS. I was diagnosed with attention deficit O squirrel. And so I get kind of, I was like, dude, I have courses in my email that I've signed up for, like webinars and like bought a course, whatever. It's like, ooh, open this up. Like, I've never even used. I've spent hundreds, if not thousands, on stuff that I've never even opened and used and looked at. And so bad. Like, ooh, I need that. And I need that. And I need that. And I was like the reverse Oprah. You know what I mean? I wasn't giving away. I was like, yeah, I want that. I want it all. Give me all your courses. I want, give me all.
Yeah,
the
I want every one.
You know? God, dude. But that's
actually going to be a chapter in my book, How to Avoid That.
That is so needed. And I think that you would need a mentor to kind of either hold you accountable or tell you, no, don't do that. I know what that is. Don't do that. You know what I mean?
I think the biggest thing people need for that is they need a plan. And then if it's outside of your plan, it doesn't relate to you.
Yep.
That's it. You just have to stick to your plan. You've got to trust the plan, stick to the plan, execute it. Anything outside of that, it does not exist. It ceases to exist to your world. And so what that does is it tells you what books not to buy, what groups not to join, what webinar not to join, what events not to attend, all of that stuff. And by having like a clear definition of no, it makes your yes and all of that stuff like shine with bright lights. And you're like, okay, if it hits into this world, I'm in. If it's outside of that, I'm out.
You know, and it's okay to say no. You know, it's okay to be like, no,
nah,
I don't think
powerful.
So.
If you find yourself saying yes to everything, you're in trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, I say yes to everything to a point that it opens up opportunities, but I'm quick to say, like, hey, jump on this webinar. I'm like, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think so, because that's not in line. You know, I started doing an 80-20 rule because I consume a ton. Like, I'm consuming all the time. And so what I do now is I have an 80-20 rule where I consume 20% of the content that I used to, and I apply 80% more action. So it's more like a 20-80, but whatever. So 80% action and 20% consumption, because I will sit there and I will get into a rabbit hole, and whoever invented this is a genius. So I'm reading a blog on how to get booked to speak. I'm reading a blog that somebody says, you know, you need a one sheet, you need this, you need this. And they said, you could also use video, and then it's a different color. I'm like, why is it a different color? Mm-hmm. And then I click on it. I'm like, ooh, it took me to a different article about how video is important. Oh my gosh. And then I'm reading. And then there's another weirdly colored underlined little thing. And I'm like, what is that? Oh my God. There's another. By the time 4 hours go by, I've read like 11 articles that had nothing to do with what I originally was trying to find. So whoever created hyperlinks inside of these articles is a damn genius.
Yeah. And they keep you in their whole little site everywhere.
And it's all linking everywhere. It's linking everywhere. And then finally you get to the end and you're like, I have no idea what I was trying to learn. But so I'm like, all right, I got to be disciplined. I got to be like, okay, I'm going to read this one post on Inc.com or Forbes or Entrepreneur.com. I'm going to read this one thing, and then that's it. Like, I'm going to read this. I just want to know this, you know? And then I'm like, ugh, but I really want to know this other thing too. So I got to be really, really super disciplined. But,
yeah, and
you know,
you know what I do is I structure my day around my energy and for doing things. Like, I do podcast interviews in the afternoon after I've already done a bunch of stuff. So I wake up every day at 4 a.m. I wake up without electronics, and I've got my whiteboard and coffee and my thoughts. And so the first thing I do is write things that come to my head. They're always like, you know, I don't even know where some of this stuff comes from. I woke up the other day with something that was like, it's like game changing. I'm like, oh my God, I have no idea where that came from, but it was like three sentences. I'm like, okay, there it is. And I wrote it down on the whiteboard, and thankfully I did that because I went to an event and I didn't remember what I wrote, but I had wrote it down. So I went, okay, I can't think of it now, but I know it's down. So I start my day with that, and don't allow outside influences to get in the way of my agenda and what I'm supposed to get
yep.
done in order to hit the goals that I'm supposed to hit. Because if you do that and you're just, you start out your day as a consumer and you're consuming other
yep.
people's stuff, then your
yep.
whole agenda is, you know, subject to them and whatever you're consuming, whatever you're reading, whatever you're watching. So I strongly advise, you know, as long as you need to, I don't have a set time for it. Sometimes it's only like 5 minutes. Sometimes it's like an hour or two where I won't look at any electronics. It's like I'm in flow and everything's just going. It's all good. Sometimes it's only, you know, 5 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, I know what I need to start doing right now. And then I start doing it.
There you go. Great strategy, man. So as we start to wrap up, I'm curious, what does it mean to get found? Like what is it that you do and enjoy most about what you do?
I love everything about what I do. I love the fact that for me, in my definition, I get paid to talk about marketing. But what that actually means is I'm shortening the learning curve for the people I'm talking marketing to.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm doing is just like talking about my passion. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there get paid for your passion. And, you know, sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. Well, I'm one of the ones where I am getting paid for my passion. But,
right.
you know, again, my definition is I get paid to talk about marketing. Their definition is I'm shortening their learning curve and allowing them to take control of their own marketing, which, by the way, is the direction that I've headed, is allowing people to take control of their own marketing and not have to hire a marketing agency. Some
there
businesses, a lot of them, can't actually afford to pay a marketing agency, not a good one, every single month. They just can't afford to do that. And so
right.
you have to come up with systems for them.
Perfect. Yeah, so the ways that I get found is, like, if you want to get booked on podcast, you go to podcastguests.com, and my buddy Andrew will send you 6 podcasts every Monday looking for guests. And then if you pay for a service, I think it's like $200 or something like that a year, I think something like that, he'll feature you in a monthly email, like, hey, I'm somebody looking for a podcast, whatever. So there's like 3 or 4 names in the beginning, and then there's like 6 podcasts at the end of the email, and you can actually apply to be on those podcasts. It comes right to your email every Monday. Something else I use
That's
is
awesome.
Haro, which is Help a Reporter
yeah.
Out. So you just go to Help a Reporter, helpareporter.com or whatever. And I've, dude, every single story, piece of media that I've ever been in. I was on entrepreneur.com as the 5 things that leaders do every day. And I was like number 5 or 4, one of the 2. But I literally have
That's
my
awesome.
Name on entrepreneur.com from Haro. Skype did an entire blog on me last
no
year
way.
In October. Yeah, so off of Haro, Skype did a blog on me, and it's titled From the Desert to the Airwaves, How a Deployed Airman Now Empowers People Outside of the Military, or something like that. And it was basically
That's
my
cool.
story of being deployed and only having Skype available because nothing else worked. I didn't have an iPhone, a tablet, Google Hangouts sucked. And Skype seemed
yeah.
to be the only platform that really worked in the middle of the desert. So I'm deployed
wow.
in the military, and I used it to see that my wife was at the doctor's appointments. I got to see the gender reveal of the baby and, you know, whatever. So she was pregnant while I was deployed. And then now I use Skype as part of the show, like the show that we're on right now. You can either call in, or when you connect, it's connected through a Skype router thing that's set up by Blog Talk Radio. So literally, I connect
That's awesome.
Through Skype, and so they did a huge blog on me. I was like, "Holy crap, this is awesome!" I was also on ESPN last year because my wife is a Green Bay fan and I'm a Detroit Lions fan, and on Haro they were looking for married couples who root for the opposite teams. And so I
nice.
Said, I was like, oh man, our house is ridiculous. Green Bay, Detroit, you know, whatever. She's like, oh my God, I want you on there. And then my wife and I were both in Women's Health Magazine online. saying that, you know, couples who struggled but made it, you know, whatever. But this is all stuff that is people seeing my websites and people are seeing me through Haro. And it's these resources, you know, that are not discovered by people.
That's awesome. Yeah, Haro is one I'm continually told about and I never use it.
Oh my gosh, dude. There's so many marketing. Like, people are like, how do you do this? And what do I do this? And how do I, you know, dude, there's so much, dude.
Oh, geez,
there's
I could answer that all day. I probably am answering that all day anyway.
But seriously, man, go like sign up. It's free. You get emails 3 times a day, you know, morning, noon, and night. And, you know, there's lifestyle, there's business, there's health, there's, you know, finance, you know, whatever. Dude, there's all kinds, man. And I'm constantly submitting. And I've been in a bunch of publications, man. So Haro is a huge untapped resource.
That's awesome.
So.
Yeah, for me, it's Facebook and LinkedIn have been my two biggest.
Yep.
And being a guest on people's podcast or I do a lot of live stream trainings. I do tons of live stream trainings into people's groups that happen to be my target audience for clients. And they allow me to come in. I just give value and add a bunch of new contacts. And that works really well.
That's what's up, man. That's awesome. Yeah, man, I'm going to say LinkedIn, dude. Once you nail the LinkedIn, man, it's incredible. And a lot has to do with referrals too. You know, there's a referral marketing and affiliate marketing and like all this other stuff. But what has to happen though is you have to be known as a person of value. That's first and foremost. You have to be known as a person of value. And I think you do an amazing job of that. If I mean, there's only 3 people that I would ever recommend any marketers. You know what I mean? Just because I know them and I know the numbers and I know, you know, what they can deliver on. Even though I know a ton of people who are in marketing, I'd probably only recommend like 3 people. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, it's gotta be, you know, person of value and get referrals and stuff. But yeah, so when I'm prospecting, you know, for speaking engagements, I'm not even on, you know, Snapagram or InstaChat or any of those other ones. Like, I'm not even on that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
me either.
So Facebook and LinkedIn, I do the same exact thing, man. So here's a little nugget of information, man. I have some amazing speaker information that you mentioned earlier. Check this out. So if you want to get booked to speak, you got to think about what people are doing at the conferences, and you learn this as you attend events and as you attend or as you get booked to speak, right? So you attend events. I'm a people watcher. I've always been like, not like a creepy weird way, but I've always been like a people watcher. What are people doing at events? They're taking pictures. What is the 18 to 25 year old thing to do most times, you know, when you want to get a bunch of people together on one post? You tag them.
Right.
So I will search for tags. Each conference or each event will have a tag. Okay.
Yeah, they always do.
What I do is I will search for tags, and usually they're kind of the same, like hashtag conference. So you go to Google, search hashtag conference, and then click on Google image. And then all of the images from all social media platforms are right there. I don't have to go to each individual platform. They're all right there. Google already found them for me. And so I'm like, ooh, that looks like a cool event. Ooh, that looks like a cool event. And then I start taking the names down of the events, and then I start finding the websites of those events that are there. And then what you can do is you can search hashtag call for speakers, hashtag call for presenters on both LinkedIn and Facebook. And I find a ton of events to speak at. I probably get booked more by doing that than anything else. You know, I use SpeakerMatch.
Call for speakers. Wow.
That's it, man. Like I said, I use SpeakerMatch. Got booked a couple times off of there. SpeakerHub. People find me all the time on SpeakerHub. I don't pay anything for SpeakerHub. SpeakerMatch, I pay $5 every time I want to bid on a. See, the thing about SpeakerMatch is you have to bid on becoming a speaker. So you pay $5 to apply, or, and that's like a $100 version of it, or there's like a $400 version of it a year, and you can apply to as many events as you want. It just doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't seem, because I don't spend $400 even by applying to these events. I don't even,
You won't do that
pay
all
the
year.
$400.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, not at all. You know, I might spend $200 total, like $100 on, you know, because I'm only applying to maybe 20 or 30 events, you know, on Speaker Mash because it's so niche down. I need a marketer. Well, I'm not a marketer. I need a police officer, or I need this, or I need this, or I'm like, I'm none of those things. You know what I mean? So it just makes it pretty easy. But yeah, man. So Speaker Hub, Speaker Match, Thumbtack. Thumbtack is cool, but their budgets are like $500 to $1,000. My speaker honorarium is 30. My speaker honorarium is 35 to 5,000. So I mean, I'm not gonna go speak somewhere for $500. But it's all local gigs, so it's whatever. But search call for speakers, just a regular call for speakers on LinkedIn and Facebook. Then start using hashtags. Search hashtag call for speakers, hashtag conference, you know, stuff like that. And you can find a lot of events just by doing that on LinkedIn and on Facebook. And they can do the same thing. And on Google, you do call for speakers, the plus sign, your topic, plus sign, and then a zip code. And just type in your zip code. Type in any zip code you want. You want to go speak in California? Go type in a zip code in California. You want to speak in Florida? Go type in a zip code in California. And you can actually target each conference or event based on zip code and topic. And so
that's awesome.
That's my strategies, man. And I get booked. Dude, I'm booked already. I'm booked 12 events. I just booked my 12th event yesterday. So I'm going to Charleston, South Carolina, you know, in June. So I'll be in Chicago like 3 or 4 times this year, going to Baltimore, San Diego, going back to New Media Summit, you know, in April, going back there as an icon of podcasting.
What's your goal for number of times this year? Or is it just
my yearly goal? My yearly goal to speak is a minimum of 20, and I'm at 12 right now.
Nice. That's not bad.
I've also been on 11 podcasts this year so far.
I don't know how many I've been on. A bunch. I haven't tried this year. I got one event down, and I don't know. I'll call it right here. I'm going to speak at 12 this year.
There you go. Do it. Use the strategies, man. And
nice.
They help.
I will.
Like when you have a legit strategy, and you find out, you know, because I made my own CRM out of an Excel doc. I'm an Excel genius, so I just made it out of an Excel doc. I have the name, I have the website, like the PO, like the name of the event website, the POC for that event, the time that the call for speakers usually comes out, and then the time that the event is going on. So call for speakers comes out in February, events in August. So I know next year I can reapply to the same event because I already know, you know, when it's going to happen. You see what I'm saying?
That's huge. Yeah, so, planning ahead is huge.
Yeah, man. Oh, definitely, because I know events that are planning right now in September and October that have their call for speakers out right now. You know, so it's not like, hey, we have an event in a month. Who's my speaker? I mean, it's months and months and months. I know places that are already booking for 2019 just because that's how they do business. They've already got their events planned a year in advance. So
they've got all the marketing and all the stuff that goes with it. So
that's it, man. So there you go, man. Great strategies. So this is the time of the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug a friend, quotes, websites, Facebook, your favorite movie, whatever it is that you want to plug. This is your time to shine. Shameless plug. Go.
Shameless plug. I would plug my podcast. It's called Get Found Radio. And I would say jump on there and listen. Not much of a shameless plug. I'm not selling you anything. I don't think I've actually ever offered anything for sale on there. That'll change when I sell my book. But depending on when this episode comes out, I'll probably have my book for sale in the show notes. So continuously.
The episode that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be live in 10 minutes after we hang up.
Well, there it is. All right, check out Get Found Radio, and there's currently nothing for sale, but my book will be for sale in April.
There you go, man. And what's the book going to be called?
Don't know. I have 0 words written. I have no title, but I have 100% confidence that I will finish this book this month and launch it.
Holy crap. You have no book, but in a month you're going to have a book.
Yes.
What? You are... Bold move, Cotton.
Yes, it will come. That's it awesome. Will come out. I will get it written. I've come off back-to-back conferences, and today was day one of writing a book. But I've got a full day of calls, so haven't wrote a single word. We'll figure that out later.
So here's my book writing strategy. Okay, so write down your table of contents. Okay, write down your table of contents. Like, okay, what do I want to talk about? Like, I made it from A to whatever, like A to Z, like A, you know, whatever. And so I took them on a journey. You know, you have to have this before you have this. Chapter 3 has to happen before chapter 4. See what I'm saying? So
yep.
you could structure it in that way. And let's say you have 7 chapters. So you have to have, you know, 1 is, you know, congruent to 2 and 3 and whatever. So once you name them, let's say chapter 1 is what is the marketing. Chapter 2 is, you know, why MLMs are bad, or, you know, whatever. Chapter 3 could be whatever you're going to talk about by turning marketing on its head. Maybe that could be the chapter, like turning marketing on its head, you know, marketing, you know, demystified, or, you know, whatever. So after you have your titles for your chapters, then you write the chapter according to the chapter title. So it kind of gives you a foundation of what is it that I need to write about. And that is exactly how I wrote my book, and I learned that from other best-selling authors, that when they come out with a book, they're like, okay, what do I want in this book? I want this, I want this, I want this. And they'll start writing their table of contents right away because that's what they're going to talk about. And then they write the chapter according to the chapter title.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty much how I'm going to do it, because it's all based on my system. So that's why I'm not really worried about it. Stuff just comes out of my pores. So I think once I sit down and start writing, I'm good to go.
I love it, man. All right, so as we close the show, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
All right, when you're looking at your business, instead of looking at all these tips, tricks, tactics, software, all the stuff that confuses and sends you down rabbit holes, break it down into 3 categories. Instead, you get found, you get results from getting found, and you get smart. That's understanding what took place between steps 1 and steps 2. All the tips, tricks, tactics, software fall under one of those. Nothing else exists in the marketing world to grow your business outside of those 3. So that's how to simplify it, and I'll be writing a whole book on it.
There you go, man. Yeah, that's awesome. I like your perspective. I like your style.
Cool, man.
So we always end with a call to action. So what should your call to action be today for someone who either doesn't know about marketing or I mean, we always, you know, we're going to connect with you. They've already got the notes and all that. But what would be a great call to action for somebody to just kind of break it into business or sucks at marketing?
I would start with that part, you know, start with what's your best way to get found? How are you going to get results from that? And then how are you going to measure it? So if you do all those 3 things, you can't lose. If you set it all up properly, then you're not, you know, chasing all these latest and greatest fads and listening to them. You just know, you know, and then go back to the first part. Before you do that, what we covered, the what, the how, and the where. And if you build that part out first, then apply it to the get found, get results, get smart. You can't lose, and you can't be distracted. You can't chase shiny objects anymore because it doesn't fit into your thing. So pick 2 traffic strategies. Make sure you can measure how you're getting results from it, and go after it.
There you go.
Guru.
There you go, dude. I love it. I love it, man. And you and I, man, we're gonna team up. You know, we got some things cooking. We're gonna team up, and we're gonna do some amazing work this year. So I'm really looking forward to that, man. We're going to start crushing it.
I'm ready. Ready, willing,
awesome,
able.
There you go. Dude, I love having you on the show, man. I loved connecting with you a few times. You know what I mean? It was like we connected on Facebook. It was like, okay. And then we started talking. And then we were in another group. And then we were this. And then we were at New Media Summit. And it was just like, we're just meant to be, man. Like, this is it.
I appreciate you greatly having me on here. It's been a fun conversation.
Oh, yeah, man. Likewise. Absolutely, man. I appreciate your time. So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, another amazing guest, another impactful episode. If anything that you heard today resonated with you, connect with Jared, man. Go to facebook.com/JaredPPC. Go find him on LinkedIn, 123 Get Found, and go to www.123getfound.com. If you suck at marketing, this is the guy to talk to. So connect with Jared. Connect with us in our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio community. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and even the Google Play Music app. So I'd love any questions that you might have. Love for you to subscribe to the show. So as we close, I always say live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call that living your brand. So until next episode, have a great night.